This is HPR episode 2246 entitled, My Customer SS Comic and Security Feed. It is hosted by Operat Zero R and is about 7 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, your RSS say something. I talk about my comics only RSS feed.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
So I was listening to a podcast for, let's see, episode 2211, My Podcast Workflow, and it got me thinking about my RSS feeds, which nobody really knows about, and nobody really uses, except for myself, and not often enough. So the first one here is a comic script feed, and the second one is a security kind of old poor man's threat intelligence before it existed feed. So that's kind of what the basis of this is in explaining how they work and what they are. So I started noticing that these comic strip feeds had click-through comics, meaning that they wouldn't give you the original content inside of the feed, which is quite frustrating when you're trying to do offline management of your feeds and content, and you can't pull that content down. And also because I don't like having to do a second thing to get my content. I like to be able to scroll through my content just like any other service. So not being able to have that content without having to click through one-offs on all your comic strips is kind of annoying. So what I'll talk about is how I have that script set up, what it does, and briefly how it works. So it merges a bunch of feeds together, for the lack of a better term. Some of them don't even have RSS feeds, and if they do, they're stupid click-through ones. And then some of them have direct RSS, but they might be click-through. So I'll tell you which ones are in the feed. It's Extra Life, Control-Alt-Delete, Penny Arcade, Cyanide Happiness, Dilbert Joy Tech User Friendly, and I think that's it. I've actually ripped all of Penny Arcade for whatever reason. I was doing something and their script changed, and he keeps changing the HTML. So I kind of just, out of spite, made an archive and ripped the entire subset of all of his comics. So I have one big directory with all the comics in there from going back from, like, whatever, 2001. But anyways, with that said, it basically used a bash and shell, bash awk, curl HTML parser. Now, if you've ever had to parse HTML, it's not really something you can do per se. It can be quite frustrating when people malform HTML and then you have to work around that. So if you do use an HTML parser, there might be instances where intentionally or unintentionally that person has bad code in there or bad HTML and doesn't close tags out right properly. So guess what? Your HTML parser is probably going to throw up all over the place. So you have to end up using some other regular expression shenanigans within that script. So with that said, I've actually just kind of stuck with said awkbash HTML parsing. And it does change probably once every 6 months or so. One of them will crap out, and I kind of have to keep an eye on it. With that said, it really just basic RSS feed with the content on there, so you don't have to worry about clicking through. I will say one of them actually has a anti-hotlinking, which means if you're pulling the content from somewhere else, not the actual website as your referrer or your referrer thing. So when you click through a website, say you're on my website and you load an image through my website, and I know that you loaded it through my website because your referrer tag is my website. So if you load an image from null or essentially nowhere, you're loading it directly, then you know that person is hot linking. And there's various, you know, methods to get around that, but it's generally frowned upon within the advertising media area because they know you're not on their website, ergo you're ripping their content. The problem with that is that it's kind of unfair to do either one or zero. So despite that, that's a different conversation. But anyways, one in particular comic I thought was interesting would have an animated GIF when you discovered that you were doing hotlinking, and would place a like 1 or 2 second picture showing some kind of comic about ripping content and that they'll find you or whatever. And then after 3 seconds, it will show the actual image. Now, that got me thinking is that all you have to do is change that threatening image out with your advertisement, with what for whatever, you know, whatever your advertisement is, and make that GIF just an animated GIF so that the person can actually look at the content and not have to click through to your website to load the comic. So I've got no problems with doing some kind of thing like that, but then the next thing you know, someone's going to just strip out the first frame of the GIF and then have the content there. So you're always going to have that person, but I don't think it's fair to make someone click through to get content, at least all of the content. I mean, it's unfair to do on both sides to do that. But anyways, the second one I'll mention is based on kind of before there was threat intelligence kind of sort of thing. It's kind of a Borman's threat intelligence. So started out as 2 or 3 different feeds, and then I started making my own feed, RSS feed for it. It's kind of outdated. There's obviously other open source, crowdsourced based threat intelligence platforms out there, but it's called Security or something like that. I think it's just called feeds.rss. And it mashes up a bunch of feeds, and then it tries to remove the duplicates. Problem with that is that the content providers just started disappearing and going paid with their content. So I think two or three of them started going paid. And after that, it was just, there's nothing I could do. And things started kind of falling apart because threat intelligence started being a commodity, and it kind of fell off the grid. And now we have a lot of better nowadays open source threat intelligence platforms out there that are kind of crowdsourced based. So anyways, I just wanted to mention that as a quick little episode and then go from there.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.